The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Yes. So now I can say good morning and good day to those of you in other time zones. One of the functions of Buddhist meditation, the kind of meditation that we teach, is to heal the divides that are within us. That one of the aims is to create a sense of wholeness where all our parts are in harmony. There's unification is usually the word for this, to unify all the disparate parts of ourselves so that everything works together for the same purpose, for the same intention, kind of organized to be in harmony or be cooperating. And that's, of course, not always so easy. Some people have major civil war going on inside of them between parts they don't like and parts that are rebelling and they're embarrassed of and all kinds of things. And they can be quite small. It can be as small as something is happening that we prefer wasn't happening within us, certain thoughts and feelings, and even just some slight sense of preferring it wasn't there creates a little divide. And so the idea is to open up the awareness to find a way to harmonize or unify or have the whole system somehow work together. And one of the ways to do that is actually to lower or dissolve the sense of conflict, the sense of walls, the sense of opposition. And the image I have for this is two people who are opposed and sitting in chairs facing each other end up kind of turning around and being together, have their chairs both facing the same direction, being side by side. Or maybe two people walking, holding each other's hands, walking together someplace as opposed to standing in opposition. So this idea of all the different parts of ourselves feeling that even though they might be different from each other and have challenges, that they find a way that they can work together for the purpose of settling and being at peace. So to begin, to sit upright in a posture for meditation. And that's either literally so or metaphorically so, for those of you who might have to lay down. And to take a few, then close your eyes, and take a few long, slow, deep breaths with the idea that the deep inhale is stretching the rib cage, the torso outwards, to be inclusive, to touch all the different parts of ourselves. And the deep exhale, kind of long, gentle, full exhale, is a settling in, settling everything together here. And then to let your breathing return to normal. And to relax. Generally, if there are divisions or conflicts within, is they're strong, they tend to be manifested in tension in the body. So this relaxing is a way of healing some of that. So relaxing, softening the shoulders. Softening the belly. Softening the muscles of the face. And then gently turning your attention to the breathing. And perhaps with a tender or gentle attention to breathing. And here is where the healing of division can begin. If the mind wanders off in thought, no need to feel bad about that or to be aversive to that. That's what the mind does. The idea is to begin again with your breathing without a sense of conflict with your thinking, without aversion. It's almost like gently saying thank you, but not now. And then simply beginning again with the breathing. Or if thinking is strong, breathe with the thinking. Breathe through it. So you're not in its grip, you're not being swept away by it. But you're also not in opposition to it. You know it's there, but you're grounded in the breathing. If in meditation we can become established in awareness, instead of being established in conflict or hostility towards ourselves, if we can bring attention, healing awareness to division, conflict, hostility within ourselves, and stay close to the attention, to the awareness, it'll make space for healing to happen, for something to happen which is unimaginable from the perspective of the conflict. And if we can learn that in meditation, then perhaps we can bring that to the world. We can bring awareness, ability to listen, attention, and non-hostility in ways that might heal some of the social divides that exist. At least it can heal how we contribute to those divides. May it be that the practice we do here in searching for the happiness and welfare and peace of all beings uses the practice of mindfulness, awareness, to stay present with awareness, to find the way of mutual peace, to find the way of mutual respect and care. May it be that this meditation today, as we leave meditation, promotes the healing of the painful divides of our society. May all beings be happy. May all beings be peaceful.